I really enjoy the character of Jared and the crazy things that he ended up coming up with. And so we wanted to introduce him in Strange Boy in a Strange Land in a very unique way, in a very Jared type of way. And so the first time we see him again after so many years was he falls out of a tree because he was scouting somebody out with night vision goggles. But the falling out of the tree thing was something that you really enjoyed, Rob, and got into on the sound effects way.
I don't know. Looking back, it's funny, but when it happened, I don't know how much I was enjoying it. In Studio A, where Dr. Dobson does his recordings, they had some trees, ficus trees, you know, decorative trees.
Uh-huh.
We took the biggest one and brought it into my studio, and I packed a backpack full of books and rocks and all kinds of stuff to make it as, you know, to make it sound heavy so that it had some bulk to it. And I hefted it over my head and stuck it into some of the top branches of that tree.
I think the audience knows where this is going. Right,
exactly. So I took that backpack and just started whacking the tree, because what I wanted it to sound like was that Jared fell from one limb, you know, and then there was a moment of time when he was free falling, and then whack, he hit the next branch, and then whack, he hits the next branch. And so as I was timing those whacks, one time the branch that I happened to be hitting just snapped right off and fell to the ground. Man, it was a great sound. But I had just broken one of Dr. Dobson's trees. And,
which is, that's not a good thing.
And I hadn't asked permission to use it to begin with. So we just kind of snuck it back in and turned it so the broken branch was to the back. And
It's that way to this day.
More than likely.
Yeah, I remember I was also fun in the studio directing the actor Brandon Gilberstadt, who played Jared.
So we got to the scene where I fell out of a tree. And actually, I was lucky because I've had a lot of practice. No, I'm just joking. It's interesting. You have to kind of put yourself in a situation and think, if I fell out of the tree, what would I do? So I just basically scream like a little girl, which I'm great at doing, I think.
We need to get the falling.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa, ow, my head. Oh.
Let's get that again.
All right.
We need one long groan at the end of that.
All right. I'm running on empty.
So, really, Marshall, we can blame the broken branch on you because
you're
the one who made me hit it so many times.
Okay.
Whack all the way down.
Well, you know, I didn't fill up the bag with rocks.